We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday morning. We welcome you to the show. There we are. On this Sunday morning, the 16th day of February, 2025. Man, we're zipping along on this new year of 2025, aren't we? We're already past the midway point of February, the second month of this year. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, on the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network, we welcome you to the show. If you haven't tried it, please do so. And if you are trying it and you're on the Race Day page and you see all the chatting going on in the chat box right now, you can participate as well free of charge. Just hit subscribe. If you're not already a subscriber, you hit subscribe. It is free. And then start chatting away, because there's a lot to chat about from what happened not only yesterday, but looking to the future. And so we welcome you to the show if you're doing it that way on YouTube, and also all of our other platforms that we have, like in town here, our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and then all of our websites, RaceDayLasVegas.com, .Vegas.World, .Global, got them all. And, of course, we stream on that. We also archive our shows on our websites as well. And then, of course, on your devices, your iPhone, your Android, your Google, your devices, just go to your device app stores and pick up the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio station, the YouTube app. Of course, you can hear us and watch us through YouTube. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday. A lot of stuff happened yesterday, and I'm telling you, a lot of stuff that went right out of the ballpark, too, as far as the Kentucky Derby was concerned, and, of course, the Kentucky Oaks. We're going to get into those results in just a moment. Want to remind everybody, tomorrow is a special holiday. It is the President's Day tomorrow, and there will be some holiday racing going on at tracks that do not normally run on the holiday on Monday. For example, Aqueduct is scheduled to go tomorrow, as well as the Fairgrounds, Santa Anita, and Oaklawn Park. Now, I say that Oaklawn Park and Aqueduct are scheduled to go to tomorrow because there's just been just terrible weather going through that part of the country. As a matter of fact, looking at the weather right now, it doesn't look any better. As far as the weather is concerned, a lot of snow, a lot of rain, and all of that from, the Midwest right through the East Coast, up and down from the north to the south, and even parts of the panhandle of Florida. That front continues to move east. And so, as far as the West Coast is concerned, we got a lot of snow in northern Nevada right now. We got a lot of snow there. A little bit of rain going on in northern California, and of course, snow in Idaho, Washington, etc. up there. And everything in between those two big fronts, clear. Might be cold, but it's clear. So here's what happened. Yesterday at Aqueduct, right after the sixth race at Aqueduct, I believe it is. After the fourth race, it started snowing at Aqueduct. Now, they got the rest of the card in, but it was hail and snow going on pretty hard down there at Aqueduct. They got the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and eighth races in at Aqueduct. But that condition of the snow and the bad weather continued through the night and in the morning. Now, they say the snow has cleared out today, but they say there's going to be high winds in the area of Aqueduct. So they have canceled the races today at Aqueduct. No racing today. Aqueduct has been canceled because of bad weather. On their website, they said they're canceling it because of high winds in the area. Yesterday at Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park got through, make sure I got the right races there. They got through the fifth race of a 10-race program yesterday at Oaklawn. All right, the first five races were run, and then they canceled the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th race, and the 9th race was the featured Dixie Belle, which by the way, was rescheduled because of bad weather the last time to tomorrow. Now it's going to have to be rescheduled again. But anyhow, they canceled the last half of the card yesterday at Oaklawn Park because of bad weather there. So now we have checked on the cancellations just before we went on the show. Right now, Oaklawn Park scheduled to run today, but that might be tedious. Aqueduct canceled today. And so we say that because tomorrow, of course, Aqueduct and Oaklawn Park are both going to have a special President's Day racing card. We assume that by tomorrow, Oaklawn and Aqueduct will be ready to go, and they'll go without any problem, along with Santa Anita and the Fairgrounds. Those are the four racetracks that normally do not run on Monday that will be running tomorrow on President's Day. We will not have a Race Day Las Vegas President's Day show, but those tracks are running, and our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J, will be doing their handicapping sheets at the regular tracks that they cover. And that, of course, will be Aqueduct and Santa Anita. They will have their regular sheets for tomorrow for the President's Day handicapping. So you can get their picks and their sheets tomorrow at their respective websites. So that's the latest on the weather and all that that stuff there. We go into the final day of the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool. And, of course, I'm sure that some of the odds have changed since yesterday's Risen Star. But in any case, the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool will close at 3 p.m. Pacific time today. 3 p.m. Pacific time today. Now, taking a look at the pool before they start betting on it today, The top horse, of course, is Citizen Bull. His morning line was 6-1, got as high as 8-1. He's now 3-2. Chance McPatrick is 7-2, and those are the only ones that are getting most of the action. You got Barnes at 14-1. This is all right now. You still have, betting to go in the pool until 3 o'clock. And East Avenue, who blew a tire yesterday big time. I mean, this horse just aptly backed up like something happened to him because he was in contention. He got a perfect trip sitting there in contention in the Risen Star. The big odds on favorite. They turned for home, and he came up empty. Right up, he just pulled right back through the field and the track. He's 45-1 as they start today's action. So you can see that there's going to be a lot of fluidity going on in the future book pool in the final hours of this future book pool. As far as any of the horses that are running today, there's Bob Baffert has a couple of horses going today at Sunland Park. Sunland Park has the Sunland Derby and the Sunland Park Oaks. In the Sunland Park Oaks, he's got Maysam, and in the Sunland Derby, he has Getaway Car, who are both favorites on the morning line. Taking a look to see if I can find Getaway Car for you right now. Well, right now I can't, but he's in there somewhere. Getaway Car is, and we'll, here he is. Getaway Car, 40-1 right now before today's race. But as I say, it's going to change immensely with the betting there, and the future book again closes at 3 o'clock today. All right, so we got Sunland Park's got the big races today. The Kentucky Derby points up for grabs in the Sunland Park Derby is 20 points, and in the Sunland Park Oaks for the Kentucky Oaks, 20 points there. Now let's take a look at what happened yesterday at the fairgrounds, the big racing there at the fairgrounds yesterday. And at the fairgrounds yesterday, we had jockey Ben Curtis was the big star yesterday. He won the first race inconspicuously with Mike aboard Mike Stedham trainee paying $1,560. But Ben Curtis was the jockey who was on board the winner of the Risen Star. Now, if you just saw the Risen Star yesterday, you saw an absolutely superlative performance. If you didn't, a horse called Magnitude breaking from post 13 in the 1 1/8 race came out of the gate and jetted right to the front, got to the rail by the time they made the first turn, and Magnitude was the early pace setter in the race under Ben Curtis. Down the backstretch, Magnitude was still leading at odds of over 40-1, still leading the pack, and the race favorite, Eastern Avenue, was sitting in a perfect catbird seat right behind the leaders there, okay? Then they turned for home. East Avenue jockey on East Avenue, Tyler Gaffleone, asked the question, and East Avenue answered it in an immediate way. It wasn't right. East Avenue backed up. Magnitude then was left on the lead by 4 or 5 lengths. They hit the head of the stretch. The others were closing, but they were only closing for the minor awards because Magnitude kicked it into another gear and pulled away, went wire to wire in the Risen Star yesterday, and won the race by almost 10 lengths. The official chart says 9 3/4 lengths in an absolute 5-point Richter scale win for Magnitude. All right? Won easily going wire to wire at over odds of 40-1. His connections, Steve Asmussen, the trainer, Winchell Thoroughbreds, the owner. How did they get away with a 40-1 shot? Magnitude wire to wire under Ben Curtis, paying $88.40 in a huge upset. $88.40 in a big upset. And he got a buyer figure of 109. He got a 109 buyer figure. Magnitude destroying the Risen Star field yesterday. Got 50 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And he is now a horse to be reckoned with, Magnitude. Owned by Winchell Thoroughbreds and trained, I say, by Steve Asmussen. Steve Asmussen, remember, this trainer has won practically everything in the country You know he's the leading trainer of all time, but he never won the Kentucky Derby. He has finished second three times in the Kentucky Derby, and now he's got another legitimate runner for the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. Magnitude wins. A huge long shot. Chunk of Gold finished second at big prices, just as big as the winner. Finishing third in the race was Built. They were in a photo finish almost 10 lengths behind Magnitude. The Superfecta in the Risen Star, with East Avenue right off the board and right up the track, paid $53,988.50. What a race Magnitude had in the Risen Star. And like I said, Ben Curtis aboard. He started the day with a winner. He ends the day with the biggest winner for Steve Asmussen. Other stakes races on the card. By the way, Godolphin Racing won the early double. Not only did they have the first race winner, but they came back in the second race for Brendan Walsh and Morales, paying $3 even there. Brad Cox had a couple of wins yesterday. He won the fourth race with Tyler Gaffleone at 720, and then Cox came back in the featured Rachel Alexandra, the race for the Kentucky Oaks, for Kentucky Oaks. Now listen, in the Rachel Alexandra, there are originally seven horses that go in that race. When you have six or more horses, the points for the race was 50 points. But when you start scratching down below six, the points will then be cut in half. And in this race, the one, Anonima, the three horse, Ballerina Dior, and number six, Simply Joking, of the seven horse field, three were scratched. So that left just a four filly field. As a result of that, the winner would only ascertain 25 leaderboard points for the Kentucky Oaks. That winner was easily Good Cheer, who won with Louis Saez aboard. She was the odds-on favorite, and she was in the little pocket, but she got out in time. A little pocket, remember, in an only four-horse race, but they had it pocketed in on the rail for a long time. They were surrounding her, but she got out in time and just moved away and won easily. Good Cheer wins the Rachel Alexander. That was Brad Cox's second win of the day. Brad Cox, the trainer, has won the Rachel Alexandra now four out of the last 8 years. And Good Cheer remains undefeated with five starts and five wins in the Rachel Alexandra. Pay $2.10. Goel Delight was third. Goel Delight was second. Bless the Broken was third in the very abbreviated Rachel Alexandra. Sherry DeVoe had a big day. Trainer Sherry DeVoe had three wins on the card. She won her first start in the sixth race with Ahava. Ahava paid $4.60 with Jose Ortiz aboard. That was a first-time starter in the maiden race. Then she came back in the very next race, the seventh race, another maiden race with another first-time starter that won. Retribution wins and pays $13, and Jose Ortiz was aboard that one too. So DeVoe had won two of the first seven races. She came back to win the Fairground Stakes with Taking Candy for Irad Ortiz Jr.'s third win of the day, paying $8.60. DeVoe having three wins yesterday. Taking Candy defeated Higginboat and What Say Thee, who finished third in that race. Other winners on the day, the Mine Chef was won by Hall of Fame. Jose Ortiz, fourth win on the day. Trainer Steve Asmussen's second win of his three on the day, paying $5.40. Asmussen also won the ninth race, a maiden race with the Yinzer that went wire to wire in an impressive effort under Keith Asmussen, paying $24.40. Irad had his second win of the day in the eighth race, the Colonel Power for Bill Mott with the Massa Musa, paying $5.80, outrunning Cavood, and finishing third was Demolition Duke in those stakes races there. And the Al Stahl Stakes, the winner there was Nanadia with Jose Ortiz getting his third win of the day for Ignacio Carreras, paid $4.60, outrunning Join the Dance and Way to Be Marie. So those were a lot of the stakes races yesterday at Fairgrounds. But what a day for Steve Asmussen, Ben Curtis, Sherry DeVoe, Jose Ortiz, Irad Brother. They just had a great day yesterday, and Brad Cox as well. That's what happened yesterday at the fairgrounds. Gulfstream Park, remember, had that big pick six carryover and a mandatory payoff? Well, Paco Lopez started out by winning three of the first five races yesterday. Second race for Mike Trombetta at 860. The third race for Jose Orsino that paid 5160. And the third of his first three winners yesterday at Gulfstream, 1160 in the fifth race for Jose Gallegos. And in the pick six, the winning prices, 720, 5420, $31 even, $20.60, 920, and 1040. Yeah, you know the payoff was big. By the way, that 920 winner was the featured Royal Delta, where Dazzling Move beat the 4-5 favorite in the race, Dylan Davis aboard for Safi Joseph Jr., paying 920. Grand Job, the big favorite, finished second. Autumn Evening was third. And the last race went to Chad Brown and Joel Rosario for Rosario's second win of the day, paying 1040. But here's the pick six. Winning numbers, 652, 372. The pick six, it all went out the door. The pick six paid $164,292.77. And yes, of course, that was the highest payoff on the day. Of course, the highest payoff on the day there. And the Gulfstream pick six, $164,292.76 to be exact. The pick five, the late pick five yesterday at Gulfstream, was the second highest payoff in the nation. For 50 cents, that thing paid $89,768.20. So big balloons yesterday at Gulfstream Park in Hollandale, Florida. Hollandale Beach, Florida, I should say. Aqueduct, well, it started out cold, and by the fifth race, it started snowing, and it was snowing heavy. Early in the day, the Save Florida Sandy Stakes was won by Sheriff Bianco, Linda Rice, Ruben Silveira, paying $18.80, outrunning Sensational and Doc Sullivan, who finished third in the race. Linda Rice, that was her first win of three wins on the day. Linda Rice came back in the sixth race with her main jockey, Jose Lascano, paying $2.70. Wrapped up the day in the ninth and final race in the snow with Jose Lascano again paying $5.10. Lascano had a couple of wins. Linda Rice had three on the card. Danny Gargan had a couple of wins. He won the second race with Kendrick Carmouche's first win at $4.70. Came back in the eighth race at 9:40 with Kendrick Carmouche again for Carmouche's third win on the day. Carmouche also won the seventh race that paid $5.90. But the big story yesterday at Aqueduct was the snow that came down starting in the fifth race yesterday at the Big A. Santa Anita yesterday, the featured Palos Verdes, the big 2-5 morning line favorite, Big City Lights, was scratched. Scratched in the day, Big City Lights. Trainer Dick Mandela just said he had pondered putting the horse in this race, but he thought that it was too close to his last win, so they scratched him as a precautionary measure. Big City Lights wins the Palace, was scratched in the Palace Verdes. The winner there was Roland Big Joe, Umberto Rispoli's second win of the day, Bob Hess Jr.'s second win of the day, paying $6 even, outrunning For All Mankind. And Bartoli, who was the favorite in the race after that scratch of Big City Light. Rispoli had three wins on the day, came back in the eighth race, paying $5.80 for Phil D'Amato with Jungle Peace. Jungle Peace, of course, was Rich Eng's play on the show, paying $5.80. Trainer Mark Glatt had a couple of winners. Trainer Doug O'Neill had a couple of winners. And believe it or not, yesterday in the maiden races, there were two first-time starters that won. Distant Fleet was a first-time starter that won the fifth race, paying $8.80 with William Anton Georgie aboard. And the last race winner, Bro, 30-1 on the morning line, paid $11.20 to win, a first-time starter. That was Doug O'Neill's second win of the day, paying $11.20. The pick six, one ticket grabbed the entire pick six, $46,775.60. That one ticket was purchased through the Twin Spires a betting mechanism and paid and was a total of a $64 ticket, turning that $64 into $46,000 plus. Good day for that player. Mark Glatt also had a couple of wins on the day, as well as Bob Hess Jr., as I say, that had a couple of wins as well. And Laurel Park, quickly, the Nellie Morris won by Sea Dancer, Sheldon Russell for Brittany Russell at 280. The Barbara Fritchie won by Iris Maxima, Frankie Pennington, 260 for John Service. The John B. Campbell won by Speediness, but Jamie Rodriguez for Jamie Ness, paying $7 even. And the General George won by Quince Brew, Michelle Sanchez, 360 there for Ed Allard. And like I said, Oaklawn Park, they were canceled yesterday after the fifth race, so they never got a chance to run the stakes race. And later on in the evening at Turfway Park, the Dust Commander was won by Chiron, with Sophie Doyle aboard, paying $73.56. That winner there, the big upset in the Dust Commander. And that's what happened yesterday. But we got a lot to cover today, so we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll get your racing menu. Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, Jerry J, and Rich Hang. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, a quick look at the temperatures here in Las Vegas right now. I do believe it was in the 40s, 40 degrees outside right now here in Vegas. We're going to get up to 65 today. And the weather around the country, except for that bad weather up there in the east, man, it's just raising havoc. But look, Miami is 82 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 77. Los Angeles, 73. So they look like they'll be in good weather today. Chicago, 28 degrees, and the bad weather continues through the East Coast. Now we'll get to your racing menu for today. Remind you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas and you're going to go out to the book right behind us today, these will be the first post times rolling out in our book today here. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're in any other time zone that we broadcast around the world, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has eight races today. They have a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,204. Their first post time is at 9:10 at Laurel. Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park's first post time is 9:20. Pick six jackpot is empty. It starts anew today. First post time 9:20 at Gulfstream Park for today's races. And there are 10 races at Gulfstream today. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races. Tampa Bay Downs has the biggest carryover in today in the nation. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $56,194. First post time for nine races at Tampa Bay set at 9:25. Aqueduct has been canceled for the bad weather. Bad weather at Aqueduct today, so they're not running at the Big A today. Oaklawn Park. Let's hope they run today after that late cancellation yesterday. They're scheduled to run. They have nine races at Oaklawn and a first post time of 10:30. Following that comes the Fairgrounds on the day after the big, big racing day there at the Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds has a first post time for eight races today at 10:45. 10:45 at the Fairgrounds. By the way, they did hit that pick six there yesterday. Sunland Park. That's the main focus today for Derby and Oaks, point getting. Sunland Park has 10 races, five stakes races that are highlighted by the Sunland Park Oaks. That'll be the seventh race on the card. And the 9-5 favorite there is May Sam with Juan Hernandez, Bob Baffert trainee in the 7 Philly field in the Sunland Park Oaks. Sunland Park Derby, ninth race on the card. 9 go to the post on that one before scratches. Getaway Car, the 9-5 favorite with Juan Hernandez aboard. And, of course, again, a Bob Baffert trainee. 10 races overall. You have the Harry Henson Stakes going as the 5th, the Red Hedeman Mile as the 6th, and the Pepper's Pride, as the 8th. 10 races overall today at Sunland Park. Sunland Park has a super high 5 carryover, $1,220. They have a pick 5, a regular pick 5 carryover at Sunland Park today, $1,698. First post time for Sunland's 10 race card is set at 11:25. Santa Anita. They've got 10 races today at Santa Anita. And by the way, they didn't hit the super high 5 in the last race at Santa Anita yesterday. So the super high 5 carryover, $16,073 at Santa Anita and the super high 5 carryover today. 10 races at Santa Anita. First post time is at 12:30. And then we wrap it up in Southern California in Orange County at Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos has 9 races. The first one's the thoroughbred, 4 mixed speed races, 4 quarter horse races. The last race is the quarter horse stakes race. It is the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship at 400 yards for 4-year-olds and up. The purse there, $135,750. First post time at Los Alamitos today is set at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. at Los Al today. Okay? Now we go to Jonathan Ardoon, patiently standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Some crazy betting yesterday. Some crazy results, that's for sure. But did anybody in the world see this big performance, my magnitude?
Well, the amazing thing is how he made the lead from the 13 post in just a couple of jumps. I mean, Ben Curtis deserves a lot of credit because he hustled the horse out of the gate and made the lead, and it was basically over. If you looked at the PPs, anytime he had 2 wins going into yesterday's race, and both of those wins were on the lead wire to wire. So obviously he's a different horse when he makes the lead as opposed to coming from behind and having to pass horses. But who would have predicted that he's going to be able to make the lead so easily yesterday? But he did. And East Avenue, major disappointment. I think something went wrong watching the race, the way he backed through the field. I don't know anything, but it looked like he bled to me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure they'll have answers sometime today and let everyone know what happened.
Well, I'm absolutely sure that they scoped him after the race because that backup, after having such a perfect trip placed perfectly in the early going of the race, if it was the Eastern Avenue we saw at Keeneland, et cetera, he would have kicked in and there would have been some sort of confrontation with the leader. But he never did. He backed up. And by the time he got the backing up, Magnitude had already had put enough distance between the third horse and he as he was backing up. But Magnitude kicked into another gear. He got a 109 buyer yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, I think you described it perfectly when you said East Avenue looked like he got a flat tire, because that's really what it looked like, Ralph. He was in perfect position. He swung out ready to make a move, and he just backed through the field.
And that takes care of the problem maybe with the favorite. And he was a big favorite. I think it was 4-5, 3-5, something like that. But it doesn't account for all the other horses in that race who were running their race. And they just ran their race, but they were in another zip code behind Magnitude. And I can say this, that Winchell Thoroughbreds has been trying to win that Kentucky Derby for a while. Certainly Steve Asmussen, the world's winningest trainer of all time. I mean, he's the winningest trainer, no doubt about it, in America, has won all the major races. He's won the other Triple Crown races. But, man, he's been stifled in the Kentucky Derby, proving how tough this race is to win. He's finished second in this thing 3 times. Could the 4th time be a charm?
It could be. You know, the problem with this game is everyone gets so high and so low, whether it was a good performance, all of a sudden everyone jumps on the bandwagon. If it's a bad performance, everyone gives up, but it's only one race. You know, you have to do it more than once, obviously, and prove how good you really are.
Yeah, but you know, those connections and that breeding suggest that maybe this has been a hidden horse out there. I'm excited to see him run next time and see what happens. As far as the Rachel Alexandra, really kind of a walkover for Good Cheer, although I'll tell you what, Luis Saez has had this horse down on the rail, and they were trying to pocket this horse for a long time. She did get out, and when she got out and saw daylight, she was gone. But she, by the way, is now on the top of the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks, even though she only got 25 points of the 50 that were available yesterday. She got 25 points because of the short field. Adding to the 20 that she already had, she's at the top of the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard with 45 points now.
Well, she's also 5 for 5 lifetime. It was her first start as a three-year-old. She ran super. And you're right. The other three jocks in the race were riding the Louis Saez horse. They were more interested in keeping him hard boxed in, I should say, than, you know, worrying about their own situation. But once she saw daylight, it was over.
You know, I got to tell you, Jonathan, I'm thinking to myself, coming out of the gate, if Louis was smart, he'd just try to get to the outside of all these horses and just stay out, in the middle of the track, because you know you're much the best. But he knows what he's doing. I certainly don't. So he knew what he was doing and he got it. Now we look to today. The Sunland Park has got their day in the sun today. And, of course, the Sunland Park Oaks and the Sunland Park Derby are the two big races there. And Bob Baffert's got the favorite in both races. Juan Hernandez goes out to ride at Sunland today for Baffert.
In the sun. Yeah, if he's going to spend the day in New Mexico, I would be surprised if those horses didn't run well. And you know they're going to run well.
Maysam is the 9-5 favorite there in that race. And Enchanting might be the only horse that could give her a little bit of a go outside of the other horses, maybe running and gunning. And then you get to the Sunland Park Derby, mile and 16th, and there are nine in the race. Getaway Car is the 9-5 favorite, an accomplished three-year-old so far with the Juan Hernandez aboard for Bob Baffert. But you've got Touchy in there with Joel Rosario, who's going into New Mexico to ride after riding at the fairgrounds yesterday. And Florent Garreau is there aboard Smash It at 12-1 on the morning line. So there's, you know, Ramon Vasquez has got Mackenzie Street in the race. He's there as well at 4-1. So this could be a good competitive race, maybe.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe you want to watch this race. I have no strong opinion.
All right. Let's go to the strong opinions that you do have and get some picks for today.
All righty, all righty, all righty. Let's go to Gulfstream Park. And we're going to look at race number 6. Our original selection was a late scratch. So once again, we have to pull an audible here, Ralph. And we're going to look at the 6th race today. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Edith. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. She had 2 starts back in September, and she ran super in both of those races. She makes her first start as a 3-year-old. She goes on Lasix today for the first time. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, Edith, to upset and win today's 6th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. Your original pick was in the 8th race. That horse has been scratched. So in the 6th race, you like the number 3, Edith. Edith, number 3, 8-1 on the morning line. Nice little morning line there. In the 6th race, the 3 horse at Gulfstream. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, slim pickings, to be honest with you, Ralph, at Santa Anita. Look kind of chalky to me. That's not good. But I'm going to look at the 3rd race today, and I have a single for pick 3, pick 4, pick 5 conditions. And I like the number 2 horse in here, Gem Mine. This is a 6-year-old mare from the Richard Baltus barn, Flavian Pratt aboard to ride. She's really in top form now. She's a single. She should get a great trip in here. I like number 2, Gem Mine, to win today's 3rd race out at Santa Anita.
All right, 3rd race at Santa Anita, number 2, Gem Mine, the 2 in the 3rd race at Santa Anita. That part, of course, of the early pick 4 and early pick 5, number 2 in the 3rd race. Jonathan has a complete sheet for both Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park today at his website. And, Jonathan, I know you'll be doing Aqueduct if it goes along with Santa Anita tomorrow as well.
I think Oaklawn's also running tomorrow. I have Oaklawn up today also, but again, who knows what's going to be. Yesterday they canceled after 5 races, so hopefully they get the card in.
All right, so if they run at Oaklawn, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct, you'll have 3 sheets for tomorrow too.
Yes, sir.
All right, at your website.
JONHARDOON.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Jonathan, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. And when we come back, Rich Eng standing by. He's on deck. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston.
opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. Hope your Sunday is going well. And don't forget, President's Day is tomorrow. We won't have a show, but you'll have President's Day racing, special racing at places like Aqueduct, Oaklawn, Fairgrounds, and Santa Anita, in addition to your usual Monday tracks. Now let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Rich, what about that Risen Star? Did you expect that?
Well, obviously not. You know, I kind of like the long shot from the rail, you know, the number one horse. And I thought Keith Asmussen was going to send that horse, but Ben Curtis was the one who sent. And, you know, sometimes when a horse wins by that much distance and the horse went from an 80 to a 109, I kind of reserve judgment, Ralph, only because I want to see which one's the real horse. If the, you know, 3-year-olds do improve a lot, certainly at this time of year, but that was a huge improvement. But I tell you what, you know, Winchell Thoroughbreds, I know you're very familiar with the family. The Winchells are from Vegas.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure the pedigree is really good. If this horse turned into a monster like he did yesterday, then he's going to make some noise.
No question about that, and you're absolutely right. You go from one extreme to another. Let's wait and see where the middle falls, or if it falls on either side in his next start. That's why I say it'll be kind of exciting to see his next start, that's for sure. And, of course, Asmussen will have him ready to go. All right, we got racing today at Santa Anita, and certainly tomorrow at Santa Anita as well. You will have a special handicapping sheet for tomorrow, President's Day, Santa Anita at the racedaylasvegas.com website, as you do for today at Santa Anita. But you're going to give us another team to maybe put a few bucks on for the NCAA basketball title.
Yeah, this is the fourth team this week, and I must admit, this is for full disclosure, because, Ralph, not every team that I bet on is going to play like UConn did the last 2 years. But I bet Oregon at 85-1, and I bet them when they were 10-1, and they had beaten Alabama, who's like the number two team in the country right now. But Oregon has gone 7-7 since in conference play in the Big Ten. So they've become a bubble team. So this is not a strong endorsement of Oregon. I thought they were going to go the other direction. But I think they'll make the tournament, but they're going to be a high seed. Oregon, that's for full disclosure, Ralph, for the fans.
What's the price?
85-1. You know, it's probably higher now because the team has gone 7-7 since I bet them before Christmas. So you can probably get 100-1 or more.
All right. So it's a big long shot there. A couple of bucks wouldn't hurt on Oregon as well. Now we'll get your pick. You got a winner yesterday for us yesterday at Santa Anita. Let's get another one today.
Yeah, one last quick editorial comment. The horse that really impressed the heck out of me at Fairgrounds yesterday was the grass winner, Nanda Dia. Yeah. Now, I know the horse didn't earn a big buyer, but that's because the pace of the race was so slow and Jose Ortiz was boxed in. And by the time he got out, he only had to run about maybe a couple hundred yards and then swooped to the win. So low buyer. But if you watch the race visually, you know this horse is a monster named Adia on the turf.
Yeah, and I do believe it's an import from another country, too. So we'll wait and see about that. They all do perform well on the grass. Today?
Yep. Race 10, last race on the card, a mile and an eighth on the grass. Phil D'Amato's got three in an uncoupled entry. I like one of them, the number five, Dandy Vandy, Frankie Dettori. This horse... should get a nice pace to close into. Mm-hmm. Frankie Dettori, obviously one of the best jockeys in the world. 5-1 is the square price. Number five, Dandy Vandy, race 10.
10th race, number five, Dandy Vandy. Dettori aboard. The five in the 10th and final at Santa Anita. Get the rest right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. And don't forget, you'll have a sheet for tomorrow's President's Day as well on the website for Santa Anita. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, our final act comes up next. John and Jerry, don't go away. We will be right back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's our fault. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go out to Southern California where John Lendo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What about that magnitude, huh? As you guys would say in Southern California, it was a 5 on the Richter scale.
I tell you what, a brilliant ride by Ben Curtis over a track that I thought had a dominant inside speed bias. He's drawn on the far outside. He just put his head down and sent. He was going to make the lead and get to the rail no matter what. And from there on, it was all over. And, you know, you talked about that huge 109 buyer speed figure. Just remember now, he had optimum conditions over a speed bias track. So I don't know if he'll repeat that effort. That'll be the key coming forward.
And, you know, John, yeah, there was it seemed like nobody could come from out of it on the main track yesterday at the fairgrounds. Well noted for the listeners out there. It did look like a speed favoring racetrack. Well, we have racing tomorrow on President's Day at Santa Anita. You'll have a Lindo report. It'll be available here at the South Point Racebook, as today's Lindo report is, covering all the races, the late suggested late pick four. And, of course, all the goody information at the bottom. Today's Lindo Report will also have the coast-to-coast pick five suggestion as well between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. All one comprehensive sheet available today and tomorrow right here at the, in fact, every Southern California racing day at least, at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players here. Really that simple. All right, John, what are we doing today for a horse?
Let's go to race number three, Ralph. In the third race today, number one, Headed for Ohm. I like this position coming off a layoff, working well. From the inside, I think she falls into a good trip, stalking the pace. And you got a real subtle class drop from an allowance race into a non-winners of three starters allowance. So it's subtle, but it makes a difference. And at 4-1 on the morning line with Hector Berrios back on board, I think she's really live today. Race number three, horse number one, Headed for Ohm, Santa Anita.
All right. In the third race today at Santa Anita, part of the early pick five, early pick four. You like the one Headed for Ohm, the one horse is John Lendo's pick. Of course, Jonathan Hardoon came earlier with the two horse. So we have a Sirocco play, exacta box of the 1-2-2-1 in the third. John Lendo's is the one horse in the third race. John, taking a look at anything else that happened yesterday, either at the fairgrounds or Santa Anita, anything else impress you?
Well, the horse that Nanda Dia that Rich mentioned, yeah, a Chilean, South American import.
Yeah.
And, boy, she really ran through the wire and looked good doing that yesterday. She was the impressive horse to me on a pretty fair turf course there at Fairgrounds yesterday.
I got to tell you, Sherry DeVoe uncorked a couple of first-time starters back-to-back in maiden races there, and we had two first-time starters that won yesterday at Santa Anita as well.
Yeah, Cherise had a huge meet down at Fairgrounds, and she's putting Jose Ortiz on everything that's first call, so take a second look when she puts Jose on her horses because they're live.
All right. Well, John, we know that you'll have the Linda report for tomorrow's Monday special racing card at Santa Anita. And I guess we resume racing at Santa Anita then on Friday, correct?
Yeah, we enter today for Friday. It'll be the regular three-day week next weekend, Friday through Sunday.
All right. And the Linda report, of course, will be available for all of those days as well.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, Ralph. Good luck today.
Okay, now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by at Jerry. And Jerry, I want to tell everybody yesterday that you were absolutely right about East Avenue saying you got to bet against him at a short price in the Risen Star yesterday. However, I got to think that something happened to this horse as drastically as he stopped in the race. But nevertheless, that was the prediction from you yesterday, him getting beat.
Well, I didn't so much predict he was getting beat as that there was a good probability he could get beat. That's what all I was saying. I didn't know for certain that he was physically one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any inside opinion or anything. I just sort of looked at him as the kind of horse that could fall apart, might run a big race. Anything's possible in between. And a 3-5 would be just a horrendous play and the absolute opposite of what we should do. We don't know that a horse is going to run it. We may have an intuition, don't know anything.
Right.
But what we do have is probabilities that are very, very clear. And he surely was a terrible bet. I mean, there were at least 6 or 7 horses in that race that I thought were really reasonable bets. One that I didn't come up with, but my buddy did, Mr. Sirocco.
Yeah.
Was the 13 at 48-1.
Now, I just want to put a caveat on that. You had texted me about 10 minutes to post time for the race, and you were
right.
Telling me, I hope you didn't bet this horse at 3-5. You're talking about East Avenue.
Right.
And I said, no, I didn't. I said, but looking at the tote board right now, I'm going to make a little bit of a saver bet to win on the 13 horse because I thought his price was outlandish with the connections of Steve Asmussen and Winchell Stables. And so I put a little saver bet on the 13, but that was only through, you know, our conversation. It wasn't anything.
I would say this to you, Ralph, if I was sitting in your shoes, but it was me, not you, it was me. And I had that intuition and I had that sense of that the horse was a total overlay.
Yeah.
I would have done what I do on any overlay. I'd have made a full bet on him. I might bet two horses in a race, but yeah. I'll make 2 full wagers. I mean,
yeah.
or 3 even if possible.
Yeah, I just
thought, make a saver. I'd make a wager.
I just thought it was
not a saver, a wager.
Yeah, I just thought it was an outlandish bet since the horse was 12-1 on the morning line and he went off
with
like 43-1 with that connection. You had to throw a couple of bucks on it. But that's what you see as the races as you're moving through to the start of a race when you see the tote board. And that's what people ought to remember, that, you know, just look for value on the tote board, even if you already have your bets. A nice little saver bet on something that's outlandish is not a bad
thing. Yeah, I'm not gonna give it to you. Saver bets are for losers. You make a full wager. Well, if it's worth betting, bet the whole thing.
Okay. I made a saver bet, but it got me out, that was for sure, so I didn't have any problems.
Well, yeah, for the moment, it's... But when you hit with those, you wanted to get you out for the month or the.
Well, it didn't get me out. It didn't get me out for the month, but I wasn't stuck for the month, so I'm okay. All right, let's get to your pick at Santa Anita. We know that Aqueduct is canceled. Don't forget, Jerry's going to have power pages, full power pages for Santa Anita for tomorrow at Santa Anita and Aqueduct on the President's Day card. But he's going to give us a pick for Santa Anita right now today. Got to do it quick.
If they run it back.
Got to do it quick.
The 3-horse in the 9th race, Stylecat. Take the 3 over the 2-5, make reverses.
Okay, that was fast. Thank you. In the 9th race, the Baffle Stakes today, you like the 3 Style Cat, number 3 in the 9th race. You like the 3 over the 2 and the 5, and of course, a small reverse in the Baffle Stakes. That's the 9th race on the card. There's 10 races today at Santa Anita, and I want to thank Jerry for doing it fast. In any case, don't forget, you can get the power pages for all the races today at Santa Anita right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Okay, it's been a very interesting week, a very interesting day yesterday, and I hope it's an interesting day for you today as well. Just enjoy your Sunday with your loved ones and friends and do some racing, etc., and have a beautiful evening. And we'll be back with you, God willing, in the Creek Don't Rise on Wednesday morning with another week of action for the Race Day Show and the great sport of Kings. In the meantime, one more thing to say, Jerry saying it.
Have a great race day, everybody.